Nesechus Babasra, that Pevav, four lines from the bottom of that Peheram Beis, and we'll move discussing the Shaila of Sheshes as to what the halacha would be in a case where Reuven is selling pears to Shimon and they already set a price. The pears were placed in the keli of Shimon and the keli of the buyer. Shimon's keli is in the Rishus of the seller and Rishus of Reuven. And as Rashbam previously explained, that Reuven did not tell Shimon, Zilkani, that he should go and be koina, and he sold his stomach. Rav Sheshes had a question: would we say that we look at the kli, and since the kli belongs to the lekach, therefore to be kaina, or do we say that the rishus is ikur, and therefore the kli is bottled to the rishus, and therefore the keli of the lekach would not be kaina? And let's keep in mind that the same shaila would be in the opposite scenario, where it's keli shel meicha b'rishus lekach, and the same shaila would apply. We just explained Rav Sheshes' shaila based on the Rashbam, and Taisus learned that the shaila is: do we say that even in the case of stoma, the meicha understands that the only way the lekach would be kaina is if he allows him to place his keli in his rishus, and therefore he agrees to do so? Or do we say that since it's only stoma, so the meicha did not have this intent, and therefore the lekach would not be koina? And the Gemara attempted to bring uraya to the shayla, and at first tried to bring uraya to the shayla from the Mishnah Masechtas Gittin that keli shel lekach b'rishus meicha would be koina. The Gemara then tried to bring uraya from the brisa that we had in that pei umen aleph that keli shel lekach b'rishus meicha would not be koina, and the Gemara shlugged up both of these rayas. And the Gemara now continues, amrava toshma. Rava will now attempt to bring a raya to the shayla from another brisa, as the brisa states, Moshe chamorin upoilin v'chnisin l'teich besai, that if Shimon is buying tefuah from Reuven, and the tefuah is currently being held by the donkey drivers or the wagon drivers of Reuven, Shimon pulls and leads the donkey drivers and the workers of Reuven, and he brings them into his own home. By doing so, he attempts to be koina the tefuah. So bein pasak actually modad, or bein modad actually pasak, shnei michoin lachseben. So then the kinyan doesn't work, and therefore the brisa teaches us that it doesn't make a difference if Reuven and Shimon already set a price and they came to a meeting of the mind as to what price would be for every single pound, but they didn't yet measure the tefuah, and therefore the tefuah was still on the backs of the seller's donkey drivers and his workers, and the tefuah was never placed in the rishus lekach, and therefore the lekach was not yet koina. And as Rashbam states in Bo'ul Achsav Koinam Dida Yachsiru, that if either party wants to retract prior to them measuring the pears, then either party could be chayza. At this point, when the Gemara uses the term medida, it means that it wasn't measured, it wasn't placed in the rishus lekach, as Rashbam says, the mai nikna, as how would they be koina? Loi meshichas tefuah yesh, lemaisa Shimon did not do meshicha on the actual tefuah, v'loi rishus lekach yesh, and the tefuah was not placed in the rishus lekach, the oid matzavarim v'loi hunchlu rishusai, the tefuah is still sitting on the backs of the seller's workers, sherei loi pirkon, as they never removed it and they never unloaded the load, k'nemucha seifa diktani ba pirkon mechlal d'resha b'loi pirkon. And as we will see, that the seifa will talk about a case where they took the tefuah off the backs of these employees, and therefore the ratio must be talking about a case where they did not yet remove and they didn't unload the tefuah from the backs of the employees. And therefore the ratio is talking about a standard case where just the meshicha of the employees, and by Shimon performing meshicha on Reuven's employees, that's not considered a meshicha of the tefuah. And the meshicha's adam ton peris loy mahani liktis is a peris ad shim chicha peris atzman. And the only way to perform Meshicha the Tefuah is by doing Meshicha on the actual Tefuah. And even though Shimon dragged the employees into his own Rishus, and L'chira, you now have the employees standing in the Rishus Lekeach, but certainly even though Rav Sheshes has a question that maybe the Kel Shel Meicha Rishus Lekeach should be Koina, however, certainly people are not bottled to Kaka, and therefore, certainly in that case, the Lekeach would not be Koina by the fact that these employees have the Tefuah on their backs and they're standing in his Rishus. And L'maisa, the Gemara continues that not only would you not be koina in that case, but even if he actually took the pears off of the back of the employees and they measured them and they're now sitting in the rishus lekeach, lemaisa Reuven and Shimon did not set a price for the tefuah, then both parties would still be able to be koiza and be able to retract on the sale. As we previously explained, that even though the tefuah is now in the rishus lekeach and it's in the kelim of the lekeach cannot be koina if they haven't yet come to a meeting of the mind as to what the price would be. As Rashbam states, two lines from the bottom of the Amid, and even if you do a valid meshicha, it would not be koina. As neither the buyer nor the seller are semich das, as potentially the meicha will want a higher price and the lekech won't want to pay that, or the lekech will want to pay a very cheap price, and therefore there's no meaning on the minds, and neither party was koina. Rashbam just goes back to our Mishnah and states, Tani Mashable Madakona, Keshapasa Kaida Mashicha, as we explain, is talking about a case where they already agreed upon a price, and now that you did Mashicha, even though you don't know the exact measurement of what you're selling, since you already know the price, therefore certainly the Lekech would be Kaina. The Gemara's Raya will not be from the Risha, and we continue on that Pevavim and Aleph, and the Gemara continues with the Sefer the Brisa, Perka Vechdisel and Tech Besai, if either the buyer or the seller remove the Paris and remove this Tua off of the backs of the employees, now place the Tua in the Rishus of the Lekeach. The Rashbam explains that prior to this point, they didn't yet set a price and they didn't yet measure the Tua. Therefore, certainly by just bringing the Tua into the Rishus of the Lekeach would not be able to be Koina even if he performed Mashicha. However, now that's sitting in his Rishus and it's in his Chatza, so the Brisa tells us, Pasakat Shalei Modad, Ein Shnei Michoin Lachsven, that once they set a price, even though they did not yet measure the amount of Tua that Reuven is selling to Shimon, then both Reuven and Shimon cannot be Chayza and can't retract, as Lemaisa, once they made up a price, so then there's Gemiras Das, therefore the Lekech will be Koina based on the fact that the Tua is now sitting in his Rishus. As Rashbam points out, that at this point of the Gemara understands that we're talking about a scenario where the Tua was still in the Kelim of the Meicha, but the Kelim of the Meicha is sitting in the Rishus of Lekech, and even though it's in the Kelim of the Meicha, the Rishus of Lekech could be Koina. Therefore, we see that we ignore the Kli, we look at the Kaka, and since the Kaka belongs to Lekech, and that is the Ikka, so therefore the Kli is bottled to the Kaka, and therefore the Lekech would be Koina, as we consider it as if the Tua is sitting directly on the Kaka of the Lekech. However, the Brisa teaches us, however, if they only measured the Tua, and they never set a price, then certainly either party could be Chayza. Lemaisa is not a proper Gemiras Das for a Kinyan, not on the part of the seller, and not on the part of the Lekech. And as we explained previously, Rashbam explains that what's the chiluk between a case of Madalat Shalei Pasak or Pasakat Shalei Madad, and Zok Rashbam, Umedida Nami Lei Ba'akvar, Kedetam, Mashak Lei Madad Kana, just like we learned in the Mishnah, that once you do a Mashicha, even though you didn't measure the amount of Tua, that there would be a Kinyan. The Hail Pasak Dom Malkulon, as since you set a price, Medida Gil Mils Ba'almi, then measuring the amount of Tua or the amount of Paris that you're selling is just a Gil Mils Ba'alma, just a very simple act to find out exactly how much the buyer agreed to buy, and then we'll understand how much he has to pay since they already set a price. Gemara now continues and tries to bring a raya from the Sefer this Brisa to the Din of Rav Sheshes, as we see since we see in the Brisa that even though the Paris and this Tua was still in the Kelim of the Meicha, that the Meicha is not Koina, the Kelim of the Meicha is bottled to the Kaka of the Lekech, and the Lekech is actually Koina, the Tua, therefore Kelim of the Lekech Nami Bishus Meicha Loikana. And as Rashbam says, that certainly if you have the Kelim of the Lekech that's sitting in Rishus of the Meicha, that certainly the Lekech would not be Koina, as certainly his Kelim are considered bottled to the Kaka of the Meicha. And as Rashbam states, Kolshkin with Kolshkin, Kelim of the Lekech Nami Bishus Meicha, you battle Rishus as a Kli Shalekech, Shaloyleitzi and Mechasra Meicha, as until this point, the Meicha was Muchsik in this Tua, and therefore certainly the Lekech cannot be Koina this Tua from the Meicha and remove the Tua from the Rishus of the Meicha, even though it's sitting in his own Kelim, but his Keli is considered bottled to the Rishus of the Meicha. And let's keep in mind that we already this sort of Svara of a Kolshkein in Taisis Dibam Askel, Bekil the Meicha, Maikon Lekech, on that Peheim Abbeis, and Taisis uses this Kolshkein in a reverse scenario, and he states, I forgot the Kel Shel Lekech, Le Bottle Aga Rishus Meicha, Kli Shel Meicha, Bottle Aga Rishus Lekech, Dinichle Lemecha, she is Battle Kelav, Aga Rishus, she is Kaima Mekach, Ayin Shom. The Gemara continues and responds, Rav Nachman Yitzchak. Rav Nachman Yitzchak explains that from this Brisa, you can't bring a Raya to the Din of Rav Sheshes, as potentially we could say, Kel Lekech, Bishus Mecha is Koina. However, in our case in the Brisa, we're talking about Bishus Shavchan. The Brisa is talking about a scenario where the Pirus were actually spilled onto the ground of Lekech, and the Tfu was no longer in the sacks of the cellar, and they were actually on the ground of Lekech, and that's why the Lekech is Koina. In the Hanami, if they would still be in the cellar stacks, then possibly the Lekech would not be Koina. Gemara continues, Ikbid Rava, Midi Shavchan Tani, Pirkan Tani, Rava brought the Tashma, took issue with this Teretz, as the Brisa is actually Mashmah Pugfakert. The Brisa didn't say they spilled the Tfuah from the cellar sacks onto the buyer's land, and the Brisa simply states that they unloaded the Tfuah from the backs of the cellar's workers, and it's Mashmah that the Tfuah was still in the cellar sacks, and if so, this should still be a valid Raya to the Din of Rav Sheshes. And the Gemara continues, Ella Omar Marbar Ashi, Bimisachli Utumi. So Marbar Ashi explains, our Brisa is referring to a case where the buyer was buying a bundle of garlic, was loaded onto the employees without a kli and without a sack, and therefore when it states in the Brisa, Pirkam Echlisal and Tech Besai, it means that they removed the garlic from the backs of the employees and they placed it on the ground in the rishus lekeach. That's why the Brisa states that the lekeach would be koina. In a chenami, if the garlic would have been in the sacks of the seller, then the buyer would not be koina, as potentially we would say a kelo shel meicher rishus lekeach would not be bottled to the kaka, and therefore the lekeach would not be koina. At this point, the Gemara now has a response as to why we don't have a raya to the shaila of sheshes from this Brisa, and the Gemara continues to discuss this Brisa as amali huna breder azutra ravina mechte pirkentani. So huna breder azutra said to Ravina, that let us see, this Brisa states that we're talking about a scenario where they unloaded the garlic from the employee's back, so mali pasak umali loy pasak. And although on a few occasions we already mentioned from the Rashbam a chul between when they set a price, both parties came to a meeting of the mind as to what the price would be for this transaction. However, lemaisa at this point the Gemara does not understand that svara. Therefore, the Gemara asks, what's the chuk if you set a price or if you didn't set a price, and why would you not be koina just because you didn't set a price if you already measured the actual tefuah? L'chayr, the setting of the price should not be ma'akev. And the Gemara responds, as the Rashbam already pointed out, on Malay, that Ravina responded back to Rav Huna Breder Mazutra, pasuk som chadaite, le pasuk le som chadaite, that once they set a price, then both parties already goy medas, and therefore a kinyan could apply, as the whole point of a kinyan is having gemiras das. But if they did not yet set a price, then neither party had gemiras das for this transaction, as the seller may want to sell these items for a much higher price than the buyer is willing to pay, and the buyer may want to pay a much lower price than the seller wants to sell these items for. And since neither party has gemiras das, therefore either party can still retract. Before we continue, let's point out the top tesis on the Amid, Diva Maschel, Amid Kittel Shemecha B'shus Lekech Lekana, and tesis is bothered. How can we prove from this Brisa that the reason why the Lekech was going to be Kaina is based on a Kinyan Chatsa, and we see that Kittel Shemecha B'shus Lekech, that the Lekech is Kaina, but maybe the reason why the Lekech was Kaina was because the Lekech actually did Meshicha on the Tfuah, and he was the one that unloaded the packages from the backs of the employees, and even though the Tfuah was in the sacks of the seller, but the Maisa, we know that Meshicha works even B'Kelo Shalmeicha. Taiz points out, based on a Rashbam that we previously saw, that since the Brisa stated, Pirkam V'chnisa L'teich Beisai, so it's Mashma that it wasn't relevant as to who actually took the packages off the workers, and it could have been that the seller took the packages off the workers, and even so, the Lekech is Kaina, based on these packages now being in his Rishus, and the Kinyan of Lekech was based on a Kinyan of Chatsa. Taiz is also bothered that in Havmin the Gemara, that the Gemara felt that the Tfuah was still in the sacks of the seller, and even so, the sacks of the seller will be bottled to the kak of lekeach, and the lekeach would be kaina. So l'chayra, even if you didn't remove the packages from the backs of the owner's donkey drivers or his employees, the buyer should be kaina based on chatsa, as the employees should be bottled to the kaka. Taisus explains, v'aymeri the dafka kliu the bottle agav rishus aval adam behem b'loi, that certainly although the gemara has hamina that the kli of the meicha should be bottled to the rishus of lekeach, but certainly there is no question that the seller's employee or the seller's animal would definitely not be bottled to the kaka, and therefore certainly the buyer would not be koina if the produce is still on the back of the seller's employee. And up until this point, we saw that the Gemara tried to bring three different rayas in order to be responsive to the Shaila Rav Sheshes, and the Gemara continues, Amle Ravina Ravashi, and Ravina said to Ravashi, Tashmal, bring your raya from a member that we had from Rabban Shmuel, and this would be a raya to the Shaila of Rav Sheshes that Kelo Shalokeach B'Shus Meicha should be koina. We already saw this memra on the bottom of that Pedalam Abayz, the Rabban Shmuel, the Amri Tavayu, Kelo Shal Adam Koinalei B'chol Mokayim, that Rabban Shmuel both stated, the Kelim of Lekeach is Koinu for Lekeach in any place aside for Rosh Rabim or Chatzah She'en Shal Shneim. Ravina's Medayik, Lasui Emai, so what did Rabban Shmuel mean when they stated B'chol Mokayim? It must be Lav Lasui Rosh Smecha, that's coming to include that the Kelim Lekeach could even be Koinu for Lekeach, even though the Kli is sitting in the Rosh Smecha, and this should be a riot to the Tzad of Rav Sheshes, that Kelo Shal Lekeach B'shus Meicha is Koina. The Gemara responds, Hasam the Amalei Zilkani, in Chanami the Diak is that the Kelo Shal Lekeach would be Koina for the Lekeach in Rishus Meicha. However, the only time that that is true is only when the Meicha said to Lekeach that I want you to be Koina with your Kli, and therefore certainly he gave him the right to place his Kli in his Rishus. However, if the Meicha did not say anything and was done Stama, then we still have the Shaila Rav Sheshes, as possibly the Meicha did not give Rishus to the Lekeach to place his Kli there. Therefore, it would be similar to a case where the Lekech places Kli in Rishus Rabim or in a Chatzah She'ena Shel Shneim, where he doesn't have Rishus to place his Kli there. And therefore, certainly in those cases, the Lekech would not be Koina, and therefore you can't bring a Raya from the memory of Rav and Shmuel to the Shaila of Rav Sheshes. And Lemaisa, our Gemara is not Peshit, the Shaila of Rav Sheshes. And the Gemara continues, Tan Hasam, we learned in the Mishnah Maseches Kedusha and Daf Chavav, Nechasim Sheish L'Achrayis, Niklim Kesev B'Shtav Chazaka, and we know Nechasim Sheish L'Achrayis refers to Kaka, and Kaka is Niklim with the Kinyan of Kesef, or with the Shtar, or with Chazaka. As we know, by being Koina with Kesef, you don't have to give the entire purchase price, and a buyer could be Koina by transferring a Pruta to the seller. That itself would be a valid Kinyan, and similarly, B'negei Shtar, no money has to transfer, and the seller or the grantor would write a Shtar for the Lekeach, or for someone that he wants to give a gift to, and the seller would write Sadi Mechurloch or Nisunloch or Musle as a shtar, and then he would transfer the shtar to the buyer, and that would be a kinyan. And as we know, Chazok is no Vigodo parts Kolshu, and as Rashi Pam states, Bahasim Yal of Taim Mikroi, and the Gemara Mesechtes Kedushin learns all these dinim out of Psukim, and Rashi Pam points out that the reason it's called Nechasim Sheishlam Achrayis is Shkayom Loilam, since Kaka never gets lost, therefore a lender always feels secure that he'll be able to collect from Kaka, and that's why it's called Nechasim Sheish L'Achrayis. Mishnah continues, V'she'in L'Achrayis in Nikdin El B'Mashicha. Metalton could only be Nikdin through Mashicha. And Rashbam points out, Shemayshchon L'Rishusai, Oilu Shushayish L'Chaylik Bay, could go in Simta V'Chotza Ashutvim, V'Chosh came back Ba, and certainly he could be Koino Metalton with Hagba, the Hagba Koino Mechol Mokoyim, and as we know, Hagba is a super Kenyan, and it's Koino Mechol Mokoyim and Mechol Dover, meaning it could be Koino even in Rishus Mecha, and even if it's in the Kalim of the Mecha, then Shagbiya Hanicha B'Rishusai, Afil B'Loy Mashicha, as once you lift an item up, it's considered like it's in your Rishus, even without Mashicha, Kainirali, and other Rishayim Achoyl Ganarashbam, and they hold that the Gemara means to say that the Metalklin could only be Nikdim B'Mashicha, and not with Akba. The Gemara continues and tells us, B'Surah Masnal Hoshmaitz Mishmeid Rav Chista, and in Surah, when learning the following Memra, they would learn in the name of Chista, and Pepadisa Masnal Mishmeid Rav Kana, V'Amrila Mishmeid Rava, and Pepadisa, when they learned the following Memra, they would say it over in the name of Kana, and some say in the name of Rava, the Leishon Al Dvarim Shein Dak Lagbia. The only time that the Mishnah stated that Metalta is a Nikdin El B'Mashicha, that is specifically referring to those types of items which are very heavy and therefore it's not normal to lift them up. Aval Dvarim Shein Dak Lagbia Bagba In B'Mashicha Loi. However, if there's an item where it's normal to pick up that item as it's not very heavy, then the only way to be cleaning that item is only by lifting it up and through a Kinyan Hagba, the Kinyan Mashicha would not work at all. And Rabbeinu Yoina points out, Pirish Metech Kayud Mason, because they're very heavy, in Dak and Lagbia, Belisa Isam Biodam, Alamishka Isam, Oyimsin Isam Al Kasef, and either you drag them or you put them on your shoulder. It seems that he agrees with Rashbam that when you have a very item, that you could also lift it up as well or do Mashicha. However, Dvarim Shedak and Lagbia, Bagba In, B'Mashicha Loi, Rabbeinu Yoina is therefore bothered that Lamais in the Mishnah, it's Mashma, that Metalton could only be Nikdin B'Mashicha and not with Hagba. He explains, Loi Asa Alamatinu, B'Din Kesef Ishtav Chazaka, that in Chenami, the Mishnah is not saying that Metalta cannot be Nikdin Bagba, and it's only telling us that you can't use Kesef Shtar and Chazaka to be Koine Metaltlin, and therefore the Mishnah says that's a Nikdin Be'ila El B'Mashicha, Uchi Yitzba, Dehain Hagba, and any other type of Kinyan that's similar to Mashicha, like Hagba, Agroyal Mashicha Mashicha, Bagroyal Hagba, Bagba. And the Gemara continues, Yosef Abaye, Bekamal Olish Maitza, that Abaye was sitting and said over this Membra and stated that those Dvarim that are Dak and Lagbia, Bagba in B'Mashicha Loi, and Esir Rab Adab Amasla Abaya, so Rab Adab Amasla asked the following question to Abaya from a Brisa that we saw in Masechta Shabbos as well as in other places. Before we see the Brisa, let us remember, based on the Pasuk of Kedei Rishosai, we learn out, Mishum Risha Achas Atta Mechaivai, Vi Atta Mechaivai Mishum Shtei Rishoyis, and therefore we learn out the concept of Kom Leib Ramnei. For example, if Reuven does one action, and for that action he would be Chayiv Misa, and he would also be Chayiv Mamin, then he'd only be Chayiv Misa and not Chayiv Mamin. Therefore, the Brisa tells us, Hagoyd of Kispa Shabbos Chayiv, that if Reuven steals Shimon's wallet on Shabbos, then although he's Chayiv Misa, or if he did so Bishogig, he'd be Chayiv a carbon, but he'd also be Chayiv to pay for the wallet. Shekvan is Chayiv B'Gneva, Koydim Shiyavu, the Issa Shabbos, and the Chayiv for Shabbos and the Chayiv to pay for the Gneva did not happen at the same exact moment as Lemaisa when he lifted up the wallet, he already made a Kinyan Gneva, and therefore he was Chayiv to return the wallet to Shimon, and at that point he was not yet over on the Issa Shabbos, and the only time he was over the Issa Shabbos was when he removed the wallet from the Rishus Yochid of Shimon and he took it into Rishus Rabim and he was Moitzi Mirishus Rishus and it was an Akira Hanocha. However, the Brisa continues, however, if Reuven was dragging out the wallet and he kept dragging out the wallet until he was over on the Issa Yitzah, then at that moment is the time that he was over on the Issa Yitzah. Since Reuven never lifted up the item and he wasn't koina with Hagbah, so the only time that he was actually koina the item that he stole was only once he dragged the item into his own Rishus and he was koina through a Kinyan Mashicha, Therefore, Reuven would be potter from paying back the wallet to Shimon. The din of Kamlin Grabne would apply. Shere Issa Shabbos v'Gneva Bon Kechad, as the Issa Shabbos and the Issa Gneva came at the same moment. 13 lines from the bottom of the Amid, Rashbam points out in Diba Maschol, Shere Issa Shabbos v'Chiv Gneva Bon Kechad, uviksubas perk Ilan Aris Perchinon, the Mashchel Hecha, that where did Reuven perform this Mashicha to? Ilu Shisrabim, Issa Shabbos Ika Issa Gneva Lecha, as if Reuven dragged the wallet from the Rishus of Shimon into Rishus Rabim, so in a chenami to be an Issa Shabbos, but since he didn't do a Mashicha into Rishus that he has rights to, so certainly the Issa Gneva would not apply, as at that moment Reuven could not be coined the wallet. The Kinyan Mashicha into Rishus Rabim does not work. The Gemara brings two terutzim. Number one, a Mekbinola Kishitzir Fyodi Lamata Megimel Vekibla, that Reuven actually placed his hands within three tvachim of the ground, and therefore there's a din of Lovud, and it's as if his hands are on the ground, he wouldn't be coined based on Agbar. However, once the item gets into Reuven's hands, then Reuven will be koina based on dragging this item and based on a kinyan of Mashicha. Regarding a kinyan, then his hand is not bottled to Rishus Rabim, and as we pointed out beforehand, that a person can never be bottled to a Rishus. Therefore, the Gemara explains, V'yesh kan isu Shabbos v'gnei v'bon kechad, v'ha kinyan lab mishum agbohi, as we explained, el mishum Mashicha l'toich yodei, shirei yodei smucha b'toich gimel l'kaka. And Lamaisa, at the same moment that Reuven was coining the wallet, Reuven was also Ivan Issa Shabbos as he removed the item from the Rishus of Shimon into Rishus Rabim. Shbam continues, V'istamukhile Hassam, and the Gemara brings the second teretz, but see the Rishus Rabim, that we're talking about a scenario that Reuven removed the wallet into a Tzid Rishus Rabim, the Lin Gneva Mikli Kone, as Lamaisa is coining the wallet based on Kinyone Gneva, because Mashicha works into Tzid Rishus Rabim, since he has right to be there, as we discussed B'negei Simta, Olin Shabbos have Rishus Rabim. And at least according to Shita Rabbi Lezer, Tzidu Rishus Rabim has a status of Rishus Rabim B'negei Yitzar, and therefore at that moment he also moved the item from the Rishus of Shimon into Rishus Rabim, and it was Ivan Issa Yitzar. Therefore, Kamal Rabbanei applies. Let's keep in mind that the way that Rashbam understands both of the Terutzim in the Gemara Masechtas Ksubas, then Reuven was Koine the Gneva based on a Kinyan Mashicha and not based on a Kinyan Hagbah. Therefore, the Gemara now continues and asks, "Vary kiss the Bag Bahu the Lamaisa wallet is something that's light, and therefore certainly you could lift it up." And even so, according to both terutzim in the Gemara Masechtas Ksubas, you will coin a wallet through a kinyan mashicha. We just stated that dvarim shadak lag bia bagba in b'mashicha loy. Gemara tells us omalei abai response of adaba masna misna that we're talking about a case that the wallet had straps, and therefore mashicha works. At this point, Rav Adaba Masna did not understand the teretz of abaya, and therefore he asked abaya ananami b'misna kamina the lemaisa. I also understood that even if the wallet had straps, Lamaisa, since a wallet is very light, therefore the only way to be coined a wallet should be through a kinyan bar and not through a kinyan mashicha. Because of this question, Amalei Abaya explained to Rav Adaba Masna what I meant when I said that the wallet had straps, the media boy misna, that we're talking about a wallet that is so heavy that it requires straps, and therefore it's a type of wallet that's not da'akri bagba. That's why the Gemara Masechtas Ksubas explains mashicha would work as well. We explained the Gemara's question based on the Rashbam, as he learned that both of the Terutzim and Masechtas Ksubas are based in the Kinyan of Reuven on a Kinyan of Mashicha. Taisus argues on the Rashbam, and he holds when the Gemara stated in Masechtas Ksubas that Reuven would see if Yadol Matan Megim of the Kibla like Konim Mitam Mashicha, that he's not Koina based on Mashicha, Ela Mitam Chatzah V'Yadik Chatzerai, and therefore our Gemara would not be asking according to that Lashon. Certainly, even if there's an item that's a Barak Ba, certainly a person's Chatzah can be Koina that item, and therefore Agamur would not have a question. And Taisus explains that Agamur's question is only according to the Lashon that explains over there that we were talking about a scenario where Reuven actually pushed this item into Tzid Rishus Rabim and was koined based on Mashicha, and therefore the Gemara asked that how can you be koined with the Mashicha if it's an item that's Daka Bagba, and therefore Kinyan Mashicha should not work. And it's interesting that once again the Rashbam points out Kach Shitas Agamur Nechoina the Kach Matzasi Hagoyis Rabbeinu Zikni Unuchasi Kvoidi. And once again, he quotes from Rashi. Gemara continues, Tashma, that I'll bring you a raya from the brisa that we had on that Pehei Amud Aleph against the member that you mentioned, that Dvarim Shadakin Lagbia, Bagba in B'Mashicha Loi. And as the brisa stated, B'Shus Moicha Loi Kona, Achir Bena, Ayachir Tzim Rishusai. As we previously explained, that if Reuven is selling Pirus to Shimon, and the Pirus are still in the Kelim of the Moicha, and the Kelim are in the Rishus of the Moicha, then the only way for Reuven to be Koina is by lifting up the Kli, as Agba is Koina B'chol Mokoim, and even B'Kelim Shemaicha, or in order for Shimon to be koina, he could drag the kli from the Rishus of the Meicha out of his Rishus and into a Simta or into a Chatza where he has permission to place his items. And clearly we see that even though Shimon could do Agbar, that the Braisa gives him an option of doing Meshicha. Therefore, how could Pimpadisa and Surah teach us that Dvarim should daken Bagbar in but Meshicha loy? And as the Gemara states, Alma midir Bagbar, Iboy Bagbar Konile, Viboy Bemeshicha Konile. The Gemara answers, Amram Nachma Yitzhak, Lutzadin Tani, that in a Chenami, the Braisa does not mean that you have a choice of either Hagbar or Meshicha, but the Braisa means midir Bagbar, Bagbar, that if you have an item which is light, and therefore you could lift it up, then certainly the only way to be cutting that item is through Hagbar and not through Meshicha. However, midir Bagbar, Meshicha, Bemeshicha, if it's an item that's much heavier, it's not usual to lift up that item, then you could be kind of with Meshicha. And as Rashbam points out, the Lishitasai, that you could also be kind of Bagbar as well. And even though it's not a derech to pick up this item, if you're a strong person and you have the ability to pick up this item, then certainly you'll be kind of with Hagbar. And let's see the Rashbam, six lines from the bottom of Amid. And the Rashbam states, Lufi and is daiti nearly, but much of the Terut say that the Gemara could have given Teretz, Hachav immediately about Meshicha Skinan, that in Chenami, this Bryce is talking about an item which is heavy and therefore it's normal to do Meshicha. Hilkach Riboy Bagbar Likni, Dagbar Adif Meshicha, the Koine Bechol Dava, Viboy Meshicha Likni, Da Ochi Meshicha. And as we stated previously, the Rashbam holds that even though it is an item that's very heavy and it's not generally normal to lift it up, but certainly you'll be Koine either with Meshicha or with Hagbar. However, the Rashbam explains, El Denicha Leitfe La Ruy Din Tabayu. However, the Meister, the Gemara would rather that the Bryce is teaching us both Dinim and teaching us a Din of Benegei Hagbar and teaching us Dinim Benegei Meshicha, to meet the Bagbar Bagbar, the Leib Meshicha, Umidid Bab Meshicha, Afil Meshicha. Ayin Taisis, who's bothered by the same question as the Rashbam, he leaves it as a Tema and he doesn't bring the Teretz of Rashbam. It's interesting that Taisis doesn't bring the Teretz, as Lemaisa he brings this question down from the Rashba, and the Rashba himself states, El Nichle Lefrush Lestodin, Mishum de Inder Hatan Leib Meshach, Bia Mashaina Bagbar, El Haroy Lag Bia Bagbar, Haroy Meshicha Meshicha. The Rashba gives a different Teretz than Rashbam, but Lemaisa he brings a Teretz. Just to end off, that Lemaisa we mentioned that according to most Rishonim, even though it is an item where it's not usual to do Hagbar, certainly if you do Hagbar, you'd be coining that item. But the Rashba brings down in the name of the Ravid, the Dovah Roy B'Meshicha V'loi Bagbar, Einu Nikbar Bagbar, 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 V'loi B'Meshicha, either the Bar Meshicha, B'Meshicha, V'loi Bagbar. And we will stop over here and continue a bit later.